Hi, this is Jackie from Customer Service, and I have our featured member of the month on the line. Her name is Embrace Me. That is Embrace with an underscore in me, because I know after hearing this, you guys are going to want to contact her. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Now, you have only been on the site for a little while, and how are you finding it?
I could be finding a lot more, but I'm happy with what I'm finding right now.
That's good. And what brought you to the site?
I'm looking for my soulmate.
As simple as that.
As simple as that. I'm looking for the man that I'm going to grow old with, the man that knows my every thought, a man that can look into my heart and see my soul.
And you
That's
are...
A big one, isn't it?
That is a big one. Yeah, that is a very big one. But it's not impossible to get.
No, it's not. But like I tell most people, you have to go through the bad apples to find the good ones.
How do you handle, you know, do you limit yourself to people? I know you're in Oklahoma. You don't limit yourself to that?
No, I do not. I live worldwide. I'm from Oklahoma. I've never been out of Oklahoma. So to see somewhere else and to see what's out there might be the best option for me.
And do you like the site does have people from all over the world?
Yes, it does. And I've contacted a lot of people all over the world. I mean, I probably send out, I answer every message that comes to me. So if you want to send me a message, you're guaranteed that I'm going to answer it.
And that's really important because people do take the time to look at your photo and read through your profile, and when they send you a message, it's because something that you said interested them.
Exactly. I pretty much read the profiles. If it's something that catches my eye, I'll send a flirt to them. Some people might not have a picture, and I'll post a picture.
Is that important to you?
It is very important because I'm not only seeing the words that they've written, but when you look at someone's eyes, you can usually tell. Like, people look at my picture and say, I see so much love.
I've actually done a little bit of a survey with some of our members, and interestingly, the female members are more interested in seeing a photo than the male members.
Right.
Which I found rather surprising, but the other thing that I said, and I've said this to a few male members, and some of you listening can confirm this, I said to them, guess what a woman looks at when she looks at the photo of a guy on our site? And these guys are like, oh, his butt, his chest, and I'm like, no. And they're going, well, what are they looking at? And I said, your eyes.
Exactly.
And they couldn't believe it when I said the eyes. I said, my next preference is your butt. But
I'm more concerned about the heart.
Exactly. But you can't see that in a photo. You have to do a few emails before you learn about that.
Yeah, but I can usually tell, you know, if someone's sincere or not. And if they're not sincere, I will not give them the time of the day.
And how can you tell whether they're being sincere?
Well, if they email me a message and tell me that they love my pictures, but they did not read my profile, they don't know a thing about what my profile says, then that tells me they're only attracted to the picture.
Yeah, so they haven't taken the time to learn anything about you from what you've put. You put a fair effort into your profile, haven't you?
Yes. The profile is something that tells about you, what you're feeling, what you're looking for. And if you don't have a good profile, no one's going to know you. They're going to see a picture and think, well, she's hot. I could be the hottest thing out there, but my attitude could really suck.
Exactly. Do you do the same thing? Like when you're looking for someone and you're going through the site, you're actually looking for good profiles as well?
Yes.
Is it important? Is it important to change your profile as you've been on the site for a little while? Is it important to sort of evolve your profile?
I think it's very important because, like I said earlier, when you're on the site, when you first join, you have this thing in your head where I'm going to find the man of my dream. The longer you're on this site, the more you grow because you see all these different people and you get to meet all these different people in the chat room. And so you're growing spiritually and emotionally, so why not express that to others through your profile?
That's good, because that's something like I know people who are quite religious, very Christian, they put that in their profile. If you're interested in certain sports, did you know you can do a search on keywords on profiles?
none of know that.
You certainly can. Say, for instance, you were really into NASCAR. You could actually go into the search options and you can actually scroll down to the bottom and find where it says keyword search and type in the word NASCAR. And every person who meets that word in the profile will come up as part of your search. So you can find people that you've actually got common interests with.
That's a good idea. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, see, oh, look at all those people now. So what's one of your common interests?
My common interest is poetry.
Poetry. So you could type in the word poetry as the key word, and anybody who matches your criteria and has the word poetry in their profile will come up in one of your searches.
Mm-mm. That's
giving me more options. I feel more messages coming on.
Boy.
A lot of people don't know that one, and I think it's actually a really powerful search to do because it does help, especially, and this is again why you should put in a good profile, you put in your interests, and then if people are doing a search on the same sort of interest, and it could be snorkeling, it could be playing poker, it could be anything, and you know, you can do an actual search on something that someone has written in their profile, and that will come up with those matches.
You know, a lot of people that know me from the chat room, I always tell them, when do I get to do my success story? For me, I will stop sending flirts and stop sending messages and stop chatting in the chat room once I find that special one has caught my eye. But until then, I'm a flirt magnet. I'm sending messages and I'm in that chat room. Everyone in that chat room is so sweet. I mean, they're so friendly. As soon as I joined and started coming into that chat room, they opened their arms up and accepted me with no problem.
And I know you just recently got a webcam.
Oh, yes.
Are you using that in the chat room now?
I used it tonight for the first time.
And how did you find it?
Oh, I found it very interesting.
Did you have people clicking on you and having a look?
Yes. Well, at first I didn't know exactly how it worked, and B-Dog told me how it works. Mm-hmm. Like everything that's blue is what people staring at you. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's like, how many of you guys? Oh, you don't want to know.
And how are you finding now? You're a white female. One of the things that I know a lot of white females do have an issue with is there's not enough black males coming in the chat. And when they do, they tend to just sit there and not say a hell of a lot. What would you say to all those lovely black males out there?
Come on home. Come on, because I'm going to tell you what, it's home to me and it's home to a lot of other females there.
Well, thank you very much for being a FH member. Would you like to give a shout out to anyone and say hi?
Hi, everyone from the chat room. I love you. And as I say, sending out peace, love, and hope.
And that's your call sign.
That sure is.
That's your tagline, peace, love, and hope.
That's right.
Well, thank you very much, Embrace Me. And anyone who wishes to contact Embrace Me, her actual screen name is Embrace_me. Otherwise, you won't get her, or you might get someone different if you just use Embrace Me. But I'm quite sure that now she has a new way of searching for people, she's going to be contacting you really soon.
Lots and lots of men better watch out.
Okay, thank you very much.
Uh-huh.